Years of political and economic turmoil have had a huge impact on people's daily lives in Venezuela. There are shortages of everything, especially food. Mariana Zuniga went shopping with one woman in the capital to see what's on the supermarket shelves.
I'm with Rosalba Diaz in a supermarket in eastern Caracas. At first glance, it looks like it's well stocked. But when I look closer, I can see many shelves only have vinegar and cans of sardines.
The truth is there's nothing to eat. I mean, you're not going to drink a bottle of vinegar. You see what I'm saying.
Diaz is 66 and has shopped at this market for over 20 years. But now,
the staples we need aren't here. There's no vegetable oil, and olive oil is just unaffordable.
Today, she's shopping for eggs and some onions.
Onions are so expensive now. A kilo costs 4,000 bolivars.
That's about 50 cents with the black market exchange rate, twice as much as last week.
And tomorrow it may be more expensive. And look how many I'm buying. I'm only getting two onions.
Diaz earns a decent salary with her job as an economist here in Caracas. But even her salary cannot keep up with Venezuela's 800% inflation.
Food is so expensive. I can't buy heavy cream. I can't even buy cereal and fruit, too.
When I ask Diaz what she misses most, she immediately says fish, fresh fish.
For example, salmon. I can't buy that anymore. Not even whitefish. It's so expensive. Now, they don't even sell fish anymore.
She points at an empty cooler.
This is where they used to keep the fish. Now there's none. Right now in my house, we eat what we can get. If there's cassava, we eat cassava. If there's potato, potato. But I'm eating fewer vegetables and fruit now.
She picks up the items, checks the price, and puts them down again. The cheapest items are usually the ones that you cannot find. Basic things like rice, bread, coffee, and corn flour are in short supply throughout Venezuela. Economists blame government-imposed price controls, while President Nicolas Maduro says greedy merchants are the ones hoarding goods. When something like corn flour becomes available, you have to wait in line for hours to get it.
I can't waste my time on that, because I need to work to earn money. It's humiliating. Sometimes when you get to the front of the line, there's nothing left.
So Diaz also shops on the black market, where you often pay triple the official price. She's spending more on food these days, but she's eating less. Diaz keeps making her way through the aisles. So far, she has a carton of eggs in the cart, plus two onions, two tomatoes, milk, and juice.
I'm going to buy some tuna for a tuna salad, and then I'm going home.
She asks a supermarket clerk for a can of tuna, and they talk over the price. In the end, she reluctantly puts the can back on the shelf. Finally, she reaches the register and waits anxiously while the cashier rings her up. It comes to about $5, but that's almost half of what some people here earn in a month.
You see, for the few things here, I'm already spending half of minimum wage.
She asks the cashier to divide the bill between two credit cards. She pays and leaves. After an hour of careful shopping, Diaz ends up buying only five things, just enough to fill one shelf in her small fridge. Tomorrow, she'll probably have to buy some items from resellers in the black market. For The World, Mariana Zuniga, Caracas.